All right. We're live. So I've been getting a lot of interesting responses to my freestyle. Okay, apparently my little freestyle is going, I guess, conscious community viral. Right? Let's just say that. It's going conscious community viral. Right? And make sure y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Nah. Look at G5. Like, let's cook. No, this is not that video. Okay, you can hear me. All right, good. So this is not the filet mignon. This is not that video. Although I did get a phone call from my daughter. My daughter was like on some other shit with it. She was like, "Dad, you need to really address this situation because whatever." You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna get into that, but this is not that video. I'm not even sure if I'll do that video, but that video, I don't know. But this is a response to a lot of the crazy comments. I got threats. I got just a wide array of comments. And most of the comments center around people saying, like, people being in disbelief. Most people in their minds, they cannot wrap their mind around the last 24 hours. Like, they're going into a state of shock. And y'all should know me at least enough to know that I wouldn't have made any comments on the scenario before I knew that this is a thing. So if you look on my Instagram page and on my Facebook, I mean, not my Facebook, my YouTube page, I actually put the case number there. I was like, hey, you know, is this real? You know what I'm saying? And I'm asking the people because they like, this is not. I'm like, well, how real do you need it to get? You know what I'm saying? Like, the case number is there. So knowing how our people is, I said, okay, well, let me just pull up the case number so that people could see on their own. Okay, so this is not. This is not a conscious community thing, although it's affecting everybody in one way or another. This is not a conscious community thing. Damn, homie. Like, here's the number, the court, the case number. So if in your mind you think that somehow me hating created this case number, if somehow you think maybe I'm powerful and slick enough that I invented a fake Miami-Dade County of Clerks website and then somehow put all this information in. Because see, when you pull up the information, you're going to see all this information in there yourself. You pull it up. See, look, the judge name, right? William Altfield, right? All the information's right here. Look, defense attorney, Adam Rosen. So that's Michael Nowak Jr.'s defense attorney is Adam Rosen, right? Defendant released to. I don't know what this, I don't know how to make out of this right here. Right, but you got all the information is here, right here. You got the let me see what else is here. Bond type. Hold on, yeah. You see the bond type right there. That was his bond amount. So I don't want y'all to be thinking, because I even saw those comments like, "Yo, brother Polite is so rich, he bonded out. It was $1,000." It wasn't though. He was so rich. It was $1,000. Okay. right? And it's a surety type of bond, right? All the information's right here, right? What else they got right here? Okay, so it's a pre-hearing that's coming up, right? Oh, also, for people curious, that's his actual birthday, or at least his birthday, you know, listed with the record, 1983. Right? So he's not that much of a young phenom. He's 40 years old, or, I mean, 38, 39. Right? But the information is here. This is not like, oh, yo, they making up stuff. Who's making it up? Here's the hearing date. September 15th. It's going to be in the Justice Building, room number 602. The address is right here. You can get down to the hearing date. 1351 Northwest 12th Street. See, this is all right here. You could just pull it up. This is not something that's... And here's the charges. Look, sex with a minor, that's the first one, felony, sex with a minor. The second one, sexual battery with a minor. So two felonies and a misdemeanor. Now what's this? Contraband, delinquent, something with a minor. So this is where the drug, I believe, is coming in right here. So I believe that's where the drug is coming in. Now, if you click the button under this, it shows you all the court activity. So this is not something that's, look, this is all the court activity that been going on the past few days. So within the last few days, they're showing you, okay, let's see what's been going on the last couple days over there. Okay. So I'm assuming, I want to make sure I say I'm assuming. This is the lockup. Again, this is his date for his arraignment hearing, September 15th. So he's out free until September 15th. Because I know y'all all caught the update on Sineta channel when he came on Sineta page and say he out free, so whatever, whatever, but. Here's the intake unit. Here's the trial prosecutor assigned, Nicole Garcia, the intake unit. Intake prosecutor assigned, Nicole Garcia. Now, this is polite coming back at them. Demand for discovery and motion to dismiss. So, polite has put in a motion to dismiss the charges. Right? 818. So also, I guess it's kind of, you know, ironic, I guess, that all this is happening, you know, right after his birthday. But, you know, like I said, if you go to the website, I believe, let me see if we could do this like without this. This is me pulling it up on my phone, but I had help pulling it up on my phone because I didn't know what I was doing at first. So let me see if we could actually do it live on the pull up. You can see here. People like, how you making freestyles and you don't even know if this is a real thing or not? I'm like, well, why would you think that that's the case? Why would you think that I would be like, no, this is clearly a real thing. This is not something that anybody could get around, people. You're not going to be able to go get high and go to sleep and wake up and then like it's a different thing going on. This is what's happening right now. Hold on, let me see. If y'all watching my page? Okay. So I type in Miami-Dade court case search. And then this is the first thing that pops up. This is what I went on. So I clipped on this, right? And I'm not a robot. Okay. Now, this is how I did it. I didn't do the case number. It kind of got a little goofy when I tried to do that. So I went to defendant, right? We're going to type this in. Bam. Michael Nowak. Race, black, sex, male. Boom. That's all I'm typing in. And then I'm hitting search. Okay. So now this comes up. See? This is not made up. Then I press the I button right here. When I hit I, this comes up right here. See the case number, the date that it was filed, and the first charge. You engage in sex with a minor. Okay, now boom. Now hit this I right here for more info. So now it gives you the information here. Warrant type, warrant amount, balance due, assessment amount. Now, the first story I heard said that there was a warrant issue for him and some other stuff. That we don't see here, so maybe that stuff was wrong, or maybe it's just not listed here. Right? Could be either way. Right? But this is what's here. The bond was $1,000. He got on $1,000 bond. They let him out of jail. The hearing date is the address, the date, the time. 9 a.m. hearing type A, 1351 Northwest 12th Street. REG, JB, Justice Building. Like, I mean, what are we talking about? Look, the charges is right here. And then the dockets. Now, the dockets is what's happening in far as the case, right? So this is notice of hearing. Adam Rosen. So remember, that's Polite's lawyer. So this is they getting the notice. Now they responding back to the court with a demand for discovery and a motion to dismiss. You know what I'm saying? Which is standard. Don't like think of any way about it. Don't think that this motion to dismiss means that it's what it is. That's what lawyers do. They always throw that out there, no matter what kind of case it is. Your lawyer always go and look for this demand for discovery and a motion to dismiss, you know, but usually if there's a real case, the judge just slaps that right out of the air and whatever the case may be. So if y'all want to keep track of this up until the 15th or whatever, you could do this on your own. But what I don't want y'all to do is accuse me of making up something. You can call this number right here and ask if this is really their website. Like, this is really a thing. So this is not me making up anything, right? So just so y'all are straight. Right? Just so y'all are straight right there. I don't want y'all to be confused. Everybody was mad with me, boy. They was like, Yankee, why you did that? Why you did that? And you know, that's not real. That's just people hating. I'm like, that's not real. That's just people hating. That's a lot of hating, boy. It must be some rich haters. They done created a fake court case and everything. Look at this. 173 comments. Let's look at some of these comments though. Hold on. Let's listen to this freestyle. Woo!
It's Inky, AKA Inky. I got a lot of living to do. Hey, yo, come on. Let's get it. You say you were, and you never taught nothing. I said you, but you need to stop fronting. You ain't a teacher. Hold up. You said you a teacher, and you need to stop fronting. You said you a teacher, and you never taught nothing. Hold up. Damn, homie. On Rich Page, you was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you? You spit your phlegm on her sweater. Had them boys come and get you. You better write R. Kelly lawyers a letter. Now, I'm a neck gon' forget you. When she meet a new fella, listen, baby. Polite gon' be locked up forever. Let's get it. Wait a minute.
All right, so hold on. Look at this guy right here. Now that's crazy. Look, somebody with an icon with they lady. It's crazy how we, anyway. So he want paperwork. Hopefully Jed 19 or Ernest, this video is sufficient paperwork for you. Right? Let me see. Now this person right here said, wasn't he accused of something like this years ago? That's a very interesting question. Hold on, let's go in. Some of them were so crazy I had to delete it, but it was still some that I left up, like my man Ernest. Look. I thought y'all was cool. Didn't he help you get into a house at one point? No, he was supposed to. He offered his help. And then when I gave him the money for the deed, he ran off with the bread. Oh, man. Look at this person right here. David Dimitri. This is one of them right here. Look, if you check my vids, I said just weeks ago that witchcraft everywhere right now in the form of spirit of false accusation. You see how he put that? Now that's in chakra language right there. So I want y'all to understand this is chakra language that David Dimitri is talking. Right? That the witchcraft is in the form of the spirit of false accusation. You see, this is what I was telling y'all about this chakra shit. Now, Polite is the leader of the chakra folks. Now, I want y'all to know that this might be some chakra shit coming down the line. Now, look at this sister right here. This is insane. Look, she said, Dr. Inky, I love and am a true customer of yours, but please stop this black on black crime. We are stronger together. Now, see, look at that right there. We could just stop right on that one. Hold on. Let me find y'all so you can stop. See that scene. Really? So I made a freestyle. I made 6 or 7 funny lines about this scenario. And me with my freestyle is black on black crime. But not being in a way. See, now listen, as a father, right? And I have to say as a father, I'm going to tell you why I got to say as a father. And I'm not going in. This is just like I said, we're just speaking on the comments. As a father, right? Let's say, because a lot of people is like, let's see if he winds up guilty, right? I don't need to wait for that as a father. Okay, so let's just snap into reality for a second. Because I know y'all are having such high level of cognitive dissonance with this shit. I just don't even know where to start with some of this shit. Because I'm like, I'm really looking at you people. And this should be a massive wake-up call for you sleepy, dumb niggas that think you awake. What is Polite doing looking for a nightclub to go to have drinks with the 14-year-old daughter? Listen to the story. The story is that he was taking the 14-year-old girl to a nightclub. And the nightclub was closed. So instead of going to the club to have drinks and squash some kind of beef between her and her mom, instead of going to the club to have drinks to reunite her with her mom, you know, to squash the beef with her and her mom, whatever that was, that needed drinks in the club. Instead, when they get to the club where they was gonna have drinks, Polite and the 14-year-old, when they got to the club where they was getting ready to have drinks, the club was closed. So instead, he went and got a hotel room. Now, hold on. The mom is already in a hotel room, but he went and got a separate hotel room for him and the 14-year-old girl to have drinks in instead of the club, because, you know, the club was closed and they was getting VIP directions to a new VIP private party that they was going to go to after they had some drinks at the hotel. They was going to have drinks at the hotel and wait to get the address to the new party that they was getting ready to go to have more drinks. And so niggas on me talking about, well, Inky, I thought that used to be your man back in the day. You were supposed to wait to find out whether he really did something to that girl. What? I'm supposed to wait to find out if he really did something to that girl? Y'all niggas got issues, man. Y'all got issues, and this is the same shit that's going on from Elijah Muhammad and Dr. York. And listen, y'all mad with me, but this is why I had to separate myself a long time ago from these goofy niggas. I realized that the place that I'm from and the people that raised me, we all fucked up. We got shit. You can't dig in our closets and not find shit. I'm always telling y'all I'm with the shits. I'm lord of the fuckery. But there's a difference between coming out of poverty and trying to find your way and making mistakes and this. Period. You was getting ready to go have drinks with the 14-year-old girl in the club. Mistake. What are you doing, bro? That's monster pedophile behavior. That's, what are you doing going to have drinks at the nightclub? But, huh? What are we talking about? You was going to have drinks alone with the 14-year-old girl at the club. So when the club was closed, you didn't take her back to her mom's? You didn't take her back to her house? Huh? Some of y'all might come and say, well, maybe something was really going on between the daughter and the mom, so they couldn't be in the same room. Okay. Why was Polite alone with the girl then? How come Aminette wasn't there? Or one of his daughters? Where was my aunt? Why my aunt wasn't around with them? Why my aunt wasn't with them? Clearly in Polite's world, like for instance, I have friends, right? I have friends that indulge in cannabis. They cannabis people, right? And off and on throughout my life, I'm a cannabis person, right? But whether I'm a cannabis, I'm always in support of cannabis from afar. But whether I'm indulging in cannabis, that might be off and on this year, not next year, and all kind of shit. I'm always on some other shit. But there's never a point where I think that people should engage in cannabis, you know, consuming, whether you smoke, eat, do whatever, in front of your children. I don't believe in that. But there's people that do believe in that, right? So that's your belief system. But what I'm saying is this, and the reason why I'm bringing that up is this. If it is your belief system that as a grown man, you 38, 39 years old, whatever, you around 40, you in the 40-year-old age group. If it's your belief that as a 40-year-old man or 35-year-old man, I know y'all niggas want to round down home and like every little bit of sympathy, y'all trying to put it together. Fine. Let's call a nigga 30. Who keeps 30? Let's round it all the way down. Let's take 10 years off. As a 30-year-old man, If you feel like it's okay for you to have drinks with a 14-year-old girl, right? And, you know, nothing is sexual, nothing is weird. Yeah. In your world, right? Why didn't you have your daughter there that's 12 or 13, you know, 13? She around that age. My oldest 13 or 14, too. She right in that same age group. He could have had some drinks with my aunt. Why didn't he have drinks with my aunt and the girl? Why did he have his daughter there? Why they had drinks together? They could have all had drinks together. His daughter, that's also in the same age group as the 14-year-old with the 14-year-old. Now, if that was the case, because I know some of y'all are like, damn, Inky, you bringing my aunt into this? As a parent, listen to me. Let me tell y'all what parents do as parents. As parents, if we got to deal with somebody's child, we bring our children. So that way it's all children. No matter what, if it's inappropriate, appropriate, whatever, or you have different belief system, whatever, you know that it's a disagreement right there. Meaning, if Polite had brung my aunt, because in his world, it's okay to take 14-year-old girls to nightclubs to have drinks if maybe they having an argument with their mom, his daughter should have been there, right? So this situation, I'm giving him the maximum benefit of the doubt. I'm saying that maybe this whole thing is fake. Maybe he just took the girl to have drinks and somehow his private parts fell out of his clothes and the girl blacked out, but nothing happened while she blacked out. You know, maybe somehow his DNA just got on her clothes because they live together. So I don't know. Let's just say all those things is made up somehow. None of this would be going on. The whole controversy would be way smaller. You know what this would be an issue of? We would be arguing a question of, do we think it's appropriate for an older man to have drinks with a young child? That's what this whole thing would be. If he had his daughter with him and all they did was have drinks, this would be something way smaller. He would have a misdemeanor for endangering a minor or something like that, and it wouldn't be no big deal. But that ain't the case. So for me, the point where you going out alone to a nightclub with a 14-year-old to have drinks, and then the club is closed, and so you decided at that moment that the best option was to get a private hotel room so y'all could have drinks while waiting for VIP instructions to get a new party destination. Come on now. Y'all, so in y'all mind, all of you people, all of you goofy niggas that are looking to debunk the daughter, looking to debunk the daughter's mother, you niggas are goofy and insane. And in a way, you are all co-defendants. Now, I had an interview early on the radio station. They asked me about it. We talked about CMOS. We probably spent 5 minutes on this shit. But the response I gave, I'm going to tell you guys here, because I think this is a bigger problem that we're dealing with. The biggest problem is this, and it goes to politics, right? And we're going to go to politics for a second. Everybody said Trump was a racist. Oh my God, Trump is racist. We got to get him out of there. But Biden is a racist. So Trump and Biden is equal. They're both racist. Okay? So let's take that off the table. If both candidates are the same, we got to take that quality, whatever that is, because that's neutral. That's equal. We'll take that off the table. Two racists. All right, bam. Now let's see what these racists have done. Well, one racist has freed a lot of political black prisoners that were falsely locked up. That same guy was passing out checks like nobody's business. I'm talking about he was throwing so many checks, they wasn't even looking to qualify. So people were scamming the checks and everything. That's kind of what we got on this guy. Oh, yeah, there was a gruesome rape that took place in New York. And he said that the children need to get the death penalty and blah, 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 blah. I'm a New Yorker. I was there. Everybody in New York was saying whoever did that rape needed to get the death penalty. Trump wasn't alone. He's just the only person whose voice was captured in the newspaper. But that rape case fucked up everybody's quality of living in New York. I'm a New Yorker. I know. I was there. I got my ass whooped mad times by police in the name of, oh, it looked like y'all could be wilding. Wilding became an actual thing that you could be stopped for and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it was a... So... People calling me this shit. So I'm gonna get off, but hold on. But my point in saying that is this. I'm gonna shorten it down. I don't want this to be like a Trump PSA. But my point is this. Biden authored the paperwork that literally made it okay for police to do all the things in the community. There would have been no George Floyd or none of these other people had it not been for Joe Biden's paperwork that made it okay for these cops to do this and still keep their jobs, still keep their pensions, still keep their job, they checks coming in. Not Trump. See, so there's one thing with what you say publicly, and there's another thing with what you do privately. And you guys have trouble assessing those things. I don't care if he came out with a Confederate flag outfit. That don't do nothing. I don't care if Trump would have came on TV and said, all the rednecks kill black folks. That don't do nothing. When you put legislation in place that allows people to hurt other minorities and other groups and get away with it, that's real shit. But we elected him. And then guess what? When he gets into office, the first thing he do is drop bombs on Africa and start putting double and triple, quadruple vaccines. The checks that he promised people, he reneged on all the checks. And so now all these people that's online that was saying, oh, yeah, we got to get Biden and Kamala and blah, blah, blah. Guess what they doing now? They distancing themselves from those votes. They saying, oh, yeah, well. And I'm saying, oh, you don't get to distance yourself from Biden now. You niggas put him in office. So when he dropped the bombs on Africa, y'all dropped the bombs on Africa. When he doubled the triple to come up with all this crazy shit, you niggas is a part and parcel of this. If you voted for Biden, that means that everything that he does while he in office, you niggas co-sign. So, Inky, relate that to this situation, brother. I don't know what you're saying. I'm saying that all of you goofy niggas that have continued to support Brother Polite through all of the various warnings that you have had, all of the various warnings from high and low, you done had every kind of warning about Brother Polite. And what did you do? The people who gave you those warnings, you called them haters. You shunned those people. You enabled Polite. So what I'm saying is that all of you have participated in this act. All of you niggas are on trial with him. All of you niggas, especially those that's holding out right now. Because the reason why a lot of these people is putting these crazy ass comments into my comment section is not because they want to support Brother Polite. It's not because in their mind they don't understand the gravity of what's happening. It's because they don't want to look themselves in the mirror and say, this is the nigga who I've been supporting and backing. This is the nigga who I introduced to the audience. This is the nigga who I, despite hearing all the crazy shit, this is the nigga who I continue to promote and support. This is on you niggas. This is on you niggas. So I don't want y'all to, just like I said with Biden, don't distance yourself from your vote. You voted Biden in. Anything Biden do is on you. Anything that happened under Biden is on you niggas that voted him in. I don't give a fuck if in your mind you're trying to tell yourself, well, I voted for Kamala. Nigga, that bill had two niggas on it. And why is Kamala in there not stopping anything? Everything is going on because she's co-signing. They together. So you voted them in. Anything that goes on, it's on you. Y'all voted polite in. Y'all voted polite in. Anything that goes on is on you. Don't look around to find who's the problem. It's you niggas. I say every day on my channel, I work for you guys. I say that shit all the time on my page. I work for you guys. Yeah. Every time you make a donation, every time you purchase a product, that is you're saying, I like what you're doing. Keep doing more of it. So despite hearing all kinds of warnings, I'm talking about all kinds of warnings. You done heard warnings about pedophile shit, transsexual shit, scamming money shit. You done heard all kind of shit. And you did what? You kept on funding it, saying, hey, brother, we like what you're doing. Do more of that. Hey, brother, you got five beautiful wives at home and you out in the videos with the trans to trannies. Oh, okay, we love it. We going to support it. Just do more of that. So don't be mad at me that you have funded this. You funded this. You guys funded this. So everybody that's, y'all funded this. And if you didn't fund it directly, you were part of the fundraisers. So I don't know who to blame more. Should you blame the platform that kept bringing him back out? Because it's not one. A lot of y'all want to jump on House of Consciousness. Oh, yeah, y'all forgetting Brother Rich. See, Brother Rich is the one that propped him up. Don't mention Sign. Don't forget Brother Rich. And all the other platforms. Vlad and this one and that one and shit. Somebody owe Meta World Peace a phone call, don't they? Hey, Meta. Hey, Ron. Huh? I'm sure Floyd got quite a few phone calls. Like, nigga, this a tough blow to shoulder roll off. I don't know if that shoulder roll gonna work on this one. But the one thing that you niggas cannot do is blame Inky. Don't be mad with me. Deal with that. Deal with yourself. Deal with the fact that you continue to fund this fuckery. Don't say, oh, all the conscious niggas is scamming. No, say Brother Polite. See, that's still a form of cognitive dissonance. You niggas is so deeply on this nigga's nutsack. Y'all are deep throating this nigga so hard that instead of just let the words come off your mouth, Brother Polite raped them people, allegedly. Brother Polite scammed them people, allegedly. Like, I was talking to some brothers this morning. Brothers, these are guys I love, the guys that love me, you know what I'm saying? And that came up in the conversation. It was like, yo, you know, Umar, I was like, whoa, hold on. We can't do that. We can't mix nobody name in this. This ain't the same as you laid on no packages, nigga. We not getting ready to, even Umar with all the $2 million and the conscious strip shit and all that. Nah, bro, we not mixing up nobody with this. This ain't that. Regardless to what you want to say about the conscious stripper with Umar, that was voluntary. Now, whether she thought she was going to get something or whatever,
Wasn't nobody drugged or underaged or none of that shit with that. That's, we're not mixing nobody in with this. Ali Muhammad, he beat up his lady and all that. So what? That ain't the same as this. I'm not even lumping a domestic violence nigga in with this. No. Don't catch yourself in all that, because that's a delusion you in. Oh, yeah, well, all the conscious community niggas, all the Hotep niggas, and this is, whoa. So when you niggas are funding this nigga, despite what all the people is telling you, it's you and you, you know, you enamored. When the guy, don't y'all remember the guy that owned all of them rental cars came out and was like, yo, Polite, these are all my cars, Polite, renting the cars. And y'all niggas are still in delusion. The nigga who owned the car said, yo, these are my cars. Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all was still in delusion. And so now that this is an actual real thing, that's going to be decided one way or another in court. You know what I'm saying? Whether he was guilty of actually doing some sexual act with this girl. I'm cool right at the 14-year-old going to get drinks and all that, bro. I'm cool with all. I'm right there. I'm tapping out. I don't need more information. You niggas that need more, ask if you need more if that was your kid. If you got a 12, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, even 15-year-old at the house, would it be okay if you're 14 or 15? That's round this shit up to 16. If your 16-year-old was going to have drinks at 11 at night with Brother Polite and the club was closed and he took her to the hotel. Like, let's talk about that. See? So everybody could formulate their own opinion. I'm not saying your opinion is wrong or right. Shit, I was on a video and I pressed the search bar on my shit and they seen the bookmarks come down and they seen the porno stuff was in my bookmarks. People went crazy on me. But Inky, you was watching porno movies? I was like, wait a minute, I'm a grown ass single man. I'm into all kind of shit. What's that happening? What the fuck? It was like, well, why you ain't deleted off the video? I was like, why the fuck would I edit my video for that? Last I checked, that was legal. Like, y'all are in delusion. And now that there's a situation that y'all can't delusion yourselves with, now y'all want to say everybody's the same. Oh, they all do. Whoa. They're all leading 14-year-old girls to the crib after what? Hold on, now we ain't all doing. Wait a minute, now that's we not all doing that. You niggas just delusional because you're mad that you picked the wrong horse in the race. That's what this really comes down to. Y'all niggas bet on the wrong horse. And instead of going back and saying, damn, we played ourselves. We shouldn't have fucked with this kid. We should have picked that one or that one. Yeah, bet on the wrong horse. And when y'all bet, all them bets funded that movement. And at every step of that movement, you heard warnings about this and that. But every time you seen an Instagram post with him standing next to a celebrity, that somehow over, like made your brain go into another. Oh, look, he's standing next to someone who's famous. So it somehow overrid your mind of everything else that you heard. Literally, girls, women crying like, oh, my God, my life saved. He's like, wait, but he went to a party with Drake. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm like, yo, wait a minute. What happened? So people was like, yo, Inky, where you been at all this time? Over this way. See, you go that way, I go this way. Well, here's the thing with the York stuff and the Nuwapian stuff, because I don't want y'all to go too crazy with that. Don't do that to yourself. Like I'm saying, look, y'all are looking to take the accountability off yourself for this man. That's the problem. That's one of the real problems in the black community. I'm telling you, men don't know how to be men. Why? What do you think the whole thing with the Margaret Sanger shit and getting the man out of the household was for? It's for this moment. Once the fathers is gone, then we don't know what men look like. So we don't know how to be men. We don't know how to behave as men. We don't even know how to make mistakes as men. So it gets confusing. There's thousands and thousands of people that follow Dr. York's books. Thousands. I want to say tens into the hundreds of thousands. Every continent, people were studying Dr. York books. Every continent on America, on Earth, literally, except for fucking Antarctica, probably, you had people studying Dr. York books. And you had Nuwapians there. But all of those people didn't turn into pedophiles and rapists. So let's not say this is, you know, this is a Nuwapian thing. Now, if you want to say that somehow maybe there was some initiation thing that went on or some rites of passage, some or maybe, you know, whatever. Because I've seen people posting the video with Polite was telling the guy that Dr. York raped, you know, even if he seen, you know, even if he found out Dr. York was really a rapist, he was still idolized him as his god and his father. Now, we all saw that video. That's not no warning. That's Polite talking to himself saying that, hey, even if Dr. York raped little boys, he's still going to be my idol and father. Now, that video was 20 years old. That video is 20 years old. That video is 20 years old. And that ain't got nothing to do with nobody. That's Polite sitting on a park bench with a man that was raped by Dr. York when he was a child. So you can't put that on nobody else but you people who kept funding him. You see? Y'all kept funding. So y'all can say that all you want. Look. Polite was your man's. He was. He was. Polite was my partner. Look, he was. I don't know why people keep saying I got a house from Polite. I didn't. When I was in trouble and I needed a house, Polite opened it up. Like, yo, I got these, you know, timeshare shit and all this other shit. And I put I always got money. You know what I'm saying? So I put the bread. Like, oh, you got it. Let's go. Let's cut through the red tape. Let's give me that deed. I never got that deed. I'm one of the people that Polite scammed for money. See, all these things that y'all remember is all of the things that led to me and him going in different directions. So I'm comfortable with you putting the shit up there. But in all actuality, when you post shit like that, that lets the people that really follow me, Polite, or the conscious community know that you don't. Because otherwise you would see videos from the last 5 or 10 years that says that I'm the very first person on video that told you niggas that Polite was scamming before there was a young Pharaoh. For that, Pharaoh was still in jail. Pharaoh was still in jail when I alone
said, yo, this nigga Polite is scamming. This, that paperwork show, all that shit is fake. And how did I know? I lost a $225,000 house doing that paperwork shit. I don't never tell y'all some shit that I don't really experiment with. So I really did it and really lost the house. When these niggas met me, I never been a broke nigga. When they came, when I came in this community, I had the black Range Rover with the peanut butter interior. And everybody remembered because I had the fucking Moorish plates on my shit. And I drove with the Moorish plates on it that I got from homeboy in North Carolina with his wife, Aleem. Aleem and his wife. I drove with my shits and defended my shits well. I drove with my plates and defended my plates well. You know what I'm saying? So that's nothing. Yeah. I definitely did. He definitely took that opportunity to be like, yeah. But the amount of money that I lost with that house deal, like, what Polite does is makes a lot of calculated risk. You know what I'm saying? Because at the time, the amount of money I lost with him would have been nothing compared to the amount of money I would have lost if I would approach that from a street situation. And I got children, so I always got a lot of shit to think about. So I'm like, all right, cool. You can have that little bread if that's how you're moving. But when you run out of people to scam and you start scamming your niggas, it's only a certain amount of time for shit like this going. And I still haven't made no videos, never going into no personal shit that I know about him or his family or whatever. Because I don't need to do that. He doing this type of shit on his own. This nigga, you doing all this by yourself. Why would somebody need to prey on your downfall when you taking 14-year-olds to get drunk at the club at midnight, my nigga? Nobody need to prey on your downfall for you to do that. Preying on your downfalls when you're doing well and doing things the right way, and then people put stuff on you. This is not that. This is you alone went out with that girl alone to have drinks and trying to make it like that's the okay part of the story. Like, I'm confused with all of you crazy niggas out there. How are you going to have drinks with a 14-year-old? How are you niggas upset about this and defending it? Even that cross the line shit. Everybody, I see a lot of the Hebrew niggas in here talking that goofy shit. The cross the line video. Even that day, I realized that I had to start to, like, it was a lot of things that red flags that I had to say to myself, I got to start distancing myself. Because where I'm from in the Bronx, if we together, we move a certain type of way. So when that was going on, I was ready to turn that thing into a different thing out there. But Polite was scared of Tazariak. If you ask Tazariak now, dude, Tazariak could tell you. Polite is scared of him. Like, on some man-to-man shit, Polite was scared of him. You know what I'm saying? So that was that. You know, he called some guys from Jersey. The guys from Jersey said they too far to get to Harlem in time. And, you know, so, you know, he had to talk it out and figure out some other shit. You know what I'm saying? But in my mind, that was the thing. I was like, damn. I almost popped off for this guy, and he wasn't ready to pop off for himself. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, we move different. You know, in my mind, I'm like, okay, yeah, we got to start. We move different. Because in that scenario, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing to talk about. I was there. See, y'all don't know what was on video, what got edited off video. Like, I was there at that cross the line moment. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, ooh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a different kind of energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, different kind of energy. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, you goofy niggas, knock it off. Blame yourself. You've been donating, supporting Brother Polite all this time through all of the shit that you heard. You saw the videos. You saw all the same videos. And you still been sending in your money. And some of you niggas right now is looking to donate to his defense campaign. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Whew.
Oh my goodness. See, that's, listen. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Listen, it's people all in this chat right now. They mad at me. It's people everywhere mad at me. Because I'm holding that mirror up. And they have to deal with the fact that they're supporting this. And they supporting it right now. In fact, the reason why they don't, they think in their mind that I haven't been online in the last 5 years or the last 3 years, like I could tell when the last time they saw me. You know, and the last time they saw me, I know, oh, okay, so they follow this page. They don't watch my channel. They don't watch my IG. They only see me when I'm on somebody else's platform that they actually watch. So guess what? I'm really not that concerned about you people's opinions of me, honestly. You're not supporters of mine. My lights don't go on or off based on your opinions. I'm really only doing this video because it's time that you people understand what your support means. It's just like in politics, you need to understand what your vote means. You don't get to step away from your vote. You don't get to step away from this guy. If you've been having him on your platform, if he's been on your platform, finding mentors, you know, mentees. If he's been on your platform, finding mentees off your page, you should apologize to the people. If you're one of the people that been sending in donations and all that shit, and you know, you've been sending them $500 or $1,000, and you got to look at yourself in the mirror as to how this gets this out of control. That's how it goes, because egos are built. Egos are built. When you do something and you get away with a little something, you steal a dollar or two out your mom's purse. Oh, in your mind, you learning that you can get away with certain things now. So now you go for 20. Now you go for 50. Now it's 100. Now you're trying to steal out the grocery store. Now you and your man putting something together to rob this spot or that spot. It grows up. It goes little, then it gets big. It goes little, then it gets big. So all this stuff just kept, and even right now, he came on Sinetta page yesterday and said, yo, I'm free, so I don't know what y'all talking about. Meanwhile, we looked at the court doc. You got court day coming up in four weeks, buddy. Your legal team couldn't have advised you to go live on Sinetta page for a few minutes. That could not have came from your legal team. Because that's going to seem like you're indifferent to the victim. You're not going to win sympathy that way. And all you goofy niggas that's ready to debunk this, just know that you're going to be debunking a 14-year-old girl that something actually happened to. Now, we may not know what happened, but something actually happened to that girl. Something actually happened to that girl. Period. So, you niggas, go home, look in the mirror, and see how much you supported that movement. How much you supported that movement, right? On now, you gotta deal with your shit now.
Teach you. Hold up. You said you a teacher, and you need to stop fronting. You said you a teacher, and you never taught nothing. Hold up. Damn, homie. On Rich Page, you was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you? You spit your phlegm on her sweater. Had them boys come and get you. You better write R. Kelly lawyers a letter. Now, I'ma neck gon' forget you. When she meet a new fella, listen, baby. The light gon' be locked up forever. Let's get it.